Hello there, Graham.
Yep.
Thank you very much. This is the second time round. I'll be honest, I didn't lead to the first one. How's your conference been? Because it's been a full day here,
yep.
And got far away.
Okay, thanks very much. So, hi, Graham Mowat, and I'm Head of Budget and Support and Indebtedness in DWP. So what that means is I'm looking after the arrangements for preparing people for the financial changes that UC brings, but also leading some cross-government work on debt as a social justice priority. So, I mean, in many ways, you know, MAL couldn't be a better organisation for me, and the conference couldn't be better in terms of the broad range of people who are here. And I think the key learning for me is I've been to MALG meetings before, and in fact I've presented at MALG meetings before,
right.
on welfare reform and universal credit. I don't think what I'd really appreciate until today is just how many moving parts there are in this whole system,
uh-huh.
in the credit and debt system. So I met people who buy and sell debt, you know, who knew, and some of the sort of the commercial side of it, as well as the free to use,
uh-huh.
and I think just getting a better understanding of the sector, and I think the better an understanding that we all have of each other and the role we play, I think the more likely it is that MALG can succeed in his objectives of kind of bringing everybody together.
And I suppose from a consumer angle, a lot of it you see, it's the front line, it's the debt advisors. You don't see the back end.
The machine that behind
that,
it.
Absolutely. Will you come again?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I was kind of instrumental. I gave a presentation at MALG about UC on request some months ago when Anthony got in touch. But since then, the Department of Work and Pensions have now become members of MALG. We'll be
Fantastic.
Here. As long as I'm in this job, DWP will be attending MALG.
And have you enjoyed the workshops?
The workshops were excellent, I thought. Lively, certainly on the affordable credit one.
Yes.
I think the one on welfare reform was probably a little bit more staid, a bit more doom-laden. But I think the importance of the welfare reform one is that it's getting everybody on to a view of plan A, because the reality is this is what's likely to happen. And I think we all need to understand that and work for it for the people that we're all concerned about and support.
Yes.
So whilst I fully recognise organisations who want to lobby for the plans to change, then, you know, I fully respect their right to lobby against that.
But at some point, lobbying's got to.
Well,
we need to
work together on plan A. And I've always been relatively comfortable that some organisations need to do both. You know, they need to lobby and work with us, and I've got no problem with that. And I think, you know, the more of us that are grown up enough to hold those two positions,
and that's kind of what the conference is about,
and
really, is what
Miles
about.